All right, it is our Triumphant Tuesday, and this is Kathy Washington here in Atlanta. Please go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from. All right, we're going to go ahead and turn this call right on over to our magnificent host who's going to step up to the line, woman of God. Pastor Vanessa, I'm going to turn it right on over to you. God bless you this
morning. Thank you so much, Minister Kathy. Did an awesome job, as we say, getting the people spiritually seated as we continue on this tremendously terrific Tuesday morning, giving our Lord and Savior all the honor, the glory, and the praise. This is Dr. Vanessa in hot Dallas, Texas, early this morning, praising God for another day. And we welcome each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. Just so excited that you took out time this morning to be a part of what God is doing in the land. We're excited on behalf of my co-host, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We extend the warmest of kingdom greetings. Let me go on and mute out the call. There we go. So, again, we thank you for joining. We are keeping her and her family in prayer in this moment of transition and celebration of Minister Elijah Roberts. If you have not heard, we celebrate life as he has transitioned. And on their Facebook page, you can either go to Dr. P.K. Roberts or Elijah Roberts, and all of the necessary information is there. And even if you'd like to contact them, the information to contact them there. But this is a joyous time of celebrating life. And so on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, we're excited that the Lord put in our hearts back in October last year the Master's Call, where it is a call that is totally dedicated to celebrating our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, each and every morning. And as God has entrusted us with this assignment, with this mandate, the mission statement that he has given us is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we don't take it lightly that each and every morning you're beginning your day with the TMC family, the Master's Call family, and the scripture that the Lord has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. That 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." So this call has been a place, it's been an oasis, it's been a secure, safe place where the Word of God goes for freely, unhindered. And we are just excited that it's growing in Jesus. The power of God is on every call. So truly, you're in the right place at the right time. And we're just encouraging you to open your heart, get out a pen and paper, and just enjoy, feast on what the Lord is doing on the Master's Call. The string that has drawn our hearts together is Artists International. Our founders, the Diaz de Leon family, is a Christian family-based organization. And I tell you, if you're not aware or not familiar with Artists, please get back with the person who invited you, because we're not perfect, but we're in a process of perfecting to be all that God has called us to be as ministers in the marketplace. And we're encouraging our artist distributors to go to your back office and read about all the promotions and the exciting things going on. I want to give a shout-out for those in the Houston area and anybody within driving, like we are here in Dallas. On August 20th, there will be a regional meeting in Houston, Texas, at the Crown Plaza Hotel by the Reliance Stadium, and more details will come, and it'll be in the back office. So mark your calendars now for August 20th so that you can be a part of what's going on there. At this time, I'm going to ask our exciting evangelist all the way out on the West Coast, where it's truly early in the morning, Ms. Tiffany, if you would come to the line now, please, and open us up with a word of prayer.
God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Let's go to the throne of grace. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless your holy name. O God, we come this morning, Father God, with a bowed down heart, thanking you for this another day that you have made and you have allowed us to wake up and rejoice in, O God. We thank you because you are our God. You are our Savior. You are our Father, Father God. You are our provider, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for allowing us this day, O God, this day to reach out to see your face, to seek your presence, Father God, to seek your voice, Father God, to seek your hands, Father God, of comfort around us, O God. We thank you, Father God, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you because you are the great I am. We thank you, Father God, for this, the Master's morning call, God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father God, and we thank you for the life of Dr. Elijah Roberts, Father God. We celebrate, Father God, the actuality that he is with you, Father God, in that heavenly place, oh God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Father God, and we thank you for Dr. Jocelyn Henderson. We thank you for Dr. Walter Henderson as he would come this morning, Father God, to bring a word from you, oh God, for truly we need a word from you, Father God. So we open up our hearts and our ears, Father God, and our eyes, Father God, that we would hear and see and feel you this day, Father God. We thank you for Artists International, Father God, as you are continuing to open up the doors as your vision is continuing to go forth. We thank you for every distributor in Artists International from the beginning, Father God, all the way up to platinum, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for each promotion, Father God, that you bless the visionaries of Artists International to embark upon us, Father God, that truly as they have blessed us, we will truly be a blessing to others. I pray, Father God, that each product that is taken, Father God, will do what it will do in each body that receives it, Father God. I pray that we will all be well in spirit, mind, body, and soul. And this day, Father God, we give to you, Father God, and to you we give the glory, the honor, the praise. In Jesus' name I pray these and all things and declare that this will be a triumphant day in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Back to you, amen. Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, Evangelist. Thank you for escorting us into a place where the word can be received freely, how our hearts, our minds, and our spirits are open for this Triumphant Tuesday call. I want to remind everyone before the woman of God comes to introduce her husband that our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com, where you can avail yourself to all of the many, many messages. And I tell you, your heart will be encouraged and blessed. And we encourage you to pass that website along to others. We also are a place where we know our mission and mandate is to receive prayer, prayer requests, and to pray, to bombard heaven, to stand in the gap for each and every one of you and our TMC family. And please feel free to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Praise reports also. And we're also open and asking you to search your heart to see if you're someone who should be a prayer warrior, part of this group of people who are giving of their time and just being that frontline warrior to speak with us at the Word of God over each and every prayer request. Well, at this time, I tell you, I am excited to bring the man and woman of God up. It was so great to hug their necks this past weekend as they were in Houston, Texas. And I tell you, I always call her the evangelist, but homegirl showed out in the Holy Ghost. The Lord used her mightily at Marie Preston's conference. And yeah, I got to talk about you, Dr. J. Truly spoke a cutting edge, a strategic word of the Lord that blessed the hearts of the people and challenged our hearts. And I'm just honored and you have stood instead for Dr. PK as she's been on sabbatical. You have been such a blessing, such a rich jewel to our TMC family. I esteem the God in you, and you can preach and preach anytime for us, and I want her to come now as she introduces the man of God, Dr. Joycelyn Purnell Henderson. Are you on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Yes, I am. I honor the Lord for you, and I honor the Lord for the TMC, the Master's Call family, and all of us that are part of Artists International. It is an absolute honor and a privilege to be on this call this morning, and I just want to thank you for those words of exhortation as well. I want to just go right into introducing the man of God that is going to come this morning. And again, as I always say, he is in our home, the prophet, priest, and provider. And I am so grateful to be able to stand side by side with him in ministry and in every endeavor that we set our hearts to do. And so because of that, God has tremendously graced him in areas, and I am so thankful to be a part of his life and him being a part of my life this morning. He is my husband. He is a father to all of our children, and he is a man of honor and integrity, and I truly believe one of godly character. So without further ado, I want to just say he hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, and right now we're both sitting in Hartford, Wisconsin, on our way in this afternoon to Colorado Springs where the Roberts are. And so we ask that you would continue to be praying with and for us as we travel into that area. But I want to bring to the floor at this time none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III, Pastor, as you come to minister the word. I pray the anointing of God so saturate your mouth and that we have already made a demand on that anointing and that you will preach under that unction. God bless you, sir, as you come.
Good morning to all. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for those wonderful words. Love you. To also Dr. Roberts in her absence, to Dr. Vanessa, praise God, and to this master's family call, this master's call. I am very, very grateful to the Lord for, again, the privilege and the honor to share the word of life with you this morning. I'm going to just give you a thought. This is something I have been thinking about on yesterday and last night, and I just really want to share with you a thought this morning and about releasing the sin of the fathers, releasing the sin of the father. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, reading verse 1 through 6, it said, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Now, I read all of that, but I really want to just concentrate on the fifth and sixth verse, but I wanted to give you the context, the background of this, because God made a very powerful statement of there. He gave us the reason why he could speak to the children in this life, because he said, "I'm the Lord thy God that brought thee out of Egypt." Out of the Egypt is symbolic, of course, scripturally, of sin. And he said, out of the house of bondage, because sin has such a bondage to it. And so God wanted to remind them, and so he says, "I don't want you to bow down to the other God." He talked about then in that fifth verse, he says that I'm a jealous God. I'm jealous over you. And that the iniquity of the fathers would be visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Now, the Living Bible says it a different way, and I want to say because it brings out something that I want to talk about briefly here. It says in verse 5 and 6, "You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected. Even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me, but I lavish unfailing love for a thousand generations on those who love me and obey my commands. I also like that today's English version, one part of that, it says, I tolerate no rivals. I love the Lord for that. Praise God. He said, I tolerate no rivals. Praise God. And God will not have that. And then he said, I tolerate no other affection for any other God. And it's a reason for that. It's not just because God wants to serve him. He does. But God wants us to understand the power of this sin. Now, please understand, he said that he take the iniquity of the fathers. He didn't say the mothers. And so, in fact, let's just take a look, if you will, at Romans 5:12-14. Romans 5:12-14 said, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them who had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Now, it's interesting, again, because he didn't say mothers. He said the sin of the fathers. Why? Because in Adam was all of the people that were to come. In him was the seed of mankind itself. Of all, they were already in him. So Adam was the head. He was the head. He had headship. And so whatever he did, it represented all of mankind. And so when he sinned, God had to include all men as sinning. That is the power of headship. That's why you have to understand, women of God, if you are looking at getting married, you need to be very cautious about the man you're going to make your spiritual leader. Because you have to understand the sin of the fathers. You have to understand it's not just him, but what sin is he carrying on him? What demonic devil does he have that is tracing him down, that is trying to take control of him? And so it is very important, because that also you have to understand where you go to church at, because there's a headship there. And what's on the head will come on the body. And I need to know, I don't need to know just how well you can preach and how well you can teach and how well you can spit. I need to know, is there a godly character? I need to know, have the sins of the Father been broken in your life? Because I can tell you right now, I was talking to a young man, and as I was speaking to him, I was talking to him, but I saw past him. I'm looking in his eyes, but I could see some things about his father. And I said, son, I don't know you, but here's what I can tell you. Your father got some stuff going on, and it has come down through generations in your life. And here's what you need to know. Those proclivities are there. Now, thank God what Jesus does for us. But I want you to understand how this thing worked. So Adam sinned, and now because all of the seed was in him, his nature changed. And it changed the nature of those that were to come after him. Now, and so the scripture said that, look, that Adam sinned, so death now passed upon all men. It affected all of his seed. It was being passed down to the next generation. It says something very interesting there in the 13th verse, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned. Now, you have to understand, until Moses came, there was no law in itself. But yet sin was still being transgressed. But it couldn't be imputed against him, because where there's no law, there's no transgression. In our natural state and where we live at, if there's no law in a certain area, then you can't break the law. That's why they institute new laws to put power behind it to restrict us. Because even though there is no law, there are some transactions taking place. There are some death, there's some danger taking place. So they have to put a law in place. So God, through Moses, said, listen, I know this law won't save you. But if you will follow this law, you will cut off the natural proclivities of sin that is destroying and killing you. Even though there's no law, you're still dying. This thing is still killing you. And so I need you to understand what happened when we got born again. When we got saved, what happened? Romans 8:1-2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. You either walk by one or two of these laws. When I walk in that law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, because I'm born again, and the power to live that life, sin, the power of sin broken in my life, and when I walk in that law, then it will hinder, it will destroy, it will not allow the law of sin and death. It's called the law of sin and death for a reason. The wages of sin is death. It begins to work. And so when I walk in this thing in Christ, when I confess my sin, when I repent and turn away, I cut the flow of these things off. But, you know, God, thank God we'll go to heaven, pray our sin will be forgiven, but you need to understand there are something possibly in your lineage and that has come down, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, there was some stuff that has been passed down to your natural DNA. There are certain proclivities, certain bents, if you will. There are certain propensities. There's certain inclination. There's certain predisposition. I'm talking about natural now. And so when you and I will try to just allow sin, even though we're born again, to go in our life, we release those proclivities. We release those things from the Father. But when we got born again, that thing was broken, and God said, now listen, sin no more. Live according so that you don't release these things. All you have to do is live in me. And I bound that. I bound that sugar diabetes. I bound that stuff that came down through your day. I know all them men died at 40, but I bound that in Christ. Praise God. And so now don't go over there in that sin, because in your natural DNA, you can release it again. Because the wages of sin is death. Now, we're not talking about heaven or hell. I want you to understand that the sin, we don't want to release these sins. God has bound them in Christ. We're made whole in Christ. Praise God. And so, therefore, he said he wanted us to understand that, listen, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. And praise God, I need you to understand this today. I want you to hear my heart today, that you need to understand spiritual matters, how it works. In Christ, he made us whole. In Christ, he bound all of that up. The blood, the power of that blood, amen, brought the healing necessary. But you have to understand, sin still has a deafening effect. The wages of sin is death. And so it's not just a matter of going to hell, because we said, no, we're in Christ. We can have that forgiven. Why? But you still need to understand, God said, listen, I don't want you to be ignorant of sin. I didn't say that the wages of sin was death. It is. Thank God we can come. We can repent. We can confess our sin. Thank God. And if we confess the sin, God is faithful and just, not only to forgive us, but to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Praise God forevermore. But also we can release now. We're not in Adam. We're in Christ. And amen. All of us was in Christ. When Christ died, when Christ, God saw us already in him. What he did came upon us. His righteousness became our righteousness. And thank God we're in him today. Hallelujah to God. And therefore we're to live in him. Set your affection on things that are above. Begin to think holy and righteous thought. Think the way God thinks. Live like God. Because he said, it's long life in this thing. It's long life in it. I want long life for you. Don't be ignorant of how the devil just tried to get you. If he can't get you not to live for God, he wanted to get you somewhere over in sin. Because there's a bondage, but I am the Lord that God that brought you out of Egypt, out of sin. I brought you out of your bondages. Don't go back in again. Don't release that again. Because I have delivered you. I have set you free. And this law, that's what we're to walk in these things, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Because he has made us free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, from the law of sin and death. Just a word, just a thought. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you.
What a word, what a word, awesome. Oh, so much revelation. Releasing the sins of the Father. That is truly a word from the throne room. So many powerful nuggets and information to help us understand that sin has a bondage and we can be liberated. But we got to walk in our liberation. And I tell you, that was a powerful word. Always you give us so much to think about, to pray about, and then to walk out and live. We so appreciate you, Dr. Henderson. Again, it was great seeing you, hugging your neck, and having you there with us in Houston, and just you being such a faithful part of our TMC family. Thank you so much. At this time, we're going to have our closing prayer and just feel what God is doing in our hearts and with the prayer requests that we have. We did get a new prayer request from Marie. They had to take Jesse Preston to the hospital, and we want to lift him up in prayer along with the rest of the prayer requests. And Miss Amber, if you would come now, please, and close and seal that word and lift up our prayer requests now, please.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to you boldly to the throne of grace in a time of need. And God, John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth, for thy word is truth. And God, we thank you for the word that came forth on today, because it is about your truth of the word. Father God, you have brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And so, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we receive that word, God, not only hearing the word, but being doers of the word. So, God, now we bless the man of God, Lord, that you continue to bless him, saturate him, God. Take him to another dimension in the name of Jesus. God, we surround him with your blood, God. We come against any backlash or retaliation, God. God, we ask you to continue to download and pour out your virtue upon him as never before. Double full anointing in the name of Jesus. And God, there are some things, Father God, that he has before you, God. God, I thank you that the manifestations of it shall come forth in Jesus' name as we decree and declare and touch and agree with it. God, Mark 11:24 said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. The word is shall have them, and that's your word. So God, we come right now, Lord Jesus, praying for the Roberts family, Lord Jesus, that you continue to bless them. God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you. God, we know that Brother Robert is rejoicing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for the family, God. Comfort their hearts, Lord Jesus. God, you will comfort them, Lord Jesus. You comfort them that are mourning, God. But, God, we thank you for a home-going celebration, Father God, that would be like no other, that Brother Roberts would want it, God. So we pray for Dr. PK and the children, God, and the family members, all those who travel, and we pray traveling grace and mercy, safe coming and going, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word going forth. God, I decree that salvation will even come forth in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. God, you said in James 5:16, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. And the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, God, making tremendous dunamis power in his working. So God, right now in the name of Jesus, bow down in the name of Jesus that fluid in Jesse's heart in Jesus' name. God, as long as he has a will to live, Father God, he shall live and declare the works of the Lord. So God, every knee has to bow to the name of Jesus. So God, we decree healing upon Jesse, God, healing upon Kip, Lord, healing upon Ina, Lord, healing upon Ashley, that 8-month-old baby, God, healing upon Dr. Gwen Bailey, healing upon each and every person that has a healing request in the name of Jesus. God, it has to bow down at the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask you, every person that got a financial need, God, in the name of Jesus, you said you should supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. As we give, it shall be given unto us. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. You will cause men to give unto our bosoms, Lord. God, I thank you for it. God, we pray, Father God, for each and every person that's attached to artists and not attached to artists. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're blessing them, that you're having your way in their lives, God. God, we pray for deliverance, healing, salvation, God. God, whatever been demonically held up, the resources, God, open the portals of heaven, God, from the third heaven. As you said, we sit in heavenly places, Father God, in the third realm, God, so it will be in the earth realm. In Jesus' name, we look for manifestations. We do not pray earthbound prayers, but we believe, and you said it shall be done in the appointed time in the earth, because we know that is no, Father God, time in the spirit realm, and everything from the foundation of the world been set in order according to your word. So God, we bless you. We thank you. We bind the hand of the enemy, God. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the real God behind us. We know that the angels are ascending and descending according to the word of God to say, hearken to your word. God, is all about your word. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we bless you. We honor you. We will do your kingdom work in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Minister Amber. Our prayer general for filling that prophetic word this morning in prayer, releasing that says of the Father, thank you for truly covering our many prayer requests, believing God because we're praying the word, that he is hearing and answering our prayer requests. I thank you, Minister Tiffany, Evangelist Tiffany, for opening up the call. Minister Kathy, for getting our people spiritually seated, welcoming and greeting them to the call. And to our entire TMC family, we thank you for calling in. And I trust and know that this word has blessed you, this time of coming together on one accord, one mind, one spirit, that now as you leave this call, as the theme of this master's call is, that you will submit and obey to the call of the master on your life and go out and be his minister in the marketplace. Bless God for each and every one of you, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.